everyone. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hello, Becky.
On this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we are reviewing the A Secret novel series by QB Tyler. Mm-hmm. And we will link the synopsis of these books in our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. This is a two-book series. I'm not sure if we'll get a third book because I am intrigued by the brother.
Yeah, I hope so. We do. That'd be great.
So the Season of Secrets is book one. Yes. But it technically came out after book two. So A Season of Secrets is book one. Its release date is December 27th of 2023. There is not an audio for it. It's actually technically a novella. It's an age gap, close proximity, co-workers, work trip romance.
Yep.
Book two of the series, The Worst Kept Secret, is release date was November 2nd of 2023. It is an age gap, best friend's dad, neighbors, close proximity, secret relationship. There is audio for this book. It is Dane Anderson and Maggie Thompson, and it is phenomenal.
Oh, I didn't know it was an audio.
10 out of 10 recommend. Both books are written in dual first person point of view. I'm going to be really honest with y'all, friends. These books do not have a lot of plot.
I'm not sad about it.
I know. I was like, Heather, what are we going to talk about? And she's like, I don't know. There's a lot of spice. There really is. But I want to talk about a little bit, actually, because it is a little PWP. And but we actually have really great characters. So while she isn't heavy on the plot, these were really great, well thought out, well developed characters that we just spent a lot of spicy time with.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I really like the characters. And so, I mean, the fact that they can't keep their hands off each other, I kind of understand why, because they're great.
Well, and I think each book was a 20 plus year age gap for each of the couples, and it didn't feel icky. It made sense. Technically, like, in the roundabout of things, book two came out before book one, but we're going to start with book one that is labeled book one, and that's The Reason of Secrets. And this is the story of Reagan and Wes, and they are co-workers, and they are flirty.
Yeah, he owns a company and she works for him. And it's sort of like in their rules that he's not supposed to date her. And he's like, what are they going to do? Fire me? And his best friend, that's the other one. We need four books because we need the best friend.
Oh, we do need the best friend's book. Yeah.
The best friend is like, no, dude, they're going to fire Regan. Yeah. And he's like, over my dead body. And they're like, well, he's like, you got to think about what you're doing, friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was so spicy. And that first scene, so she is his PA at the company. She's a fairly newly hire, just out of college, working for his company. And they're going on a work trip. And she's kind of been handling things. And she's going down with him 2 days earlier than anybody else in the company is headed for this retreat.
Yeah.
And she spends the night with him that first night to make it easier to go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It was so spicy. That first time, so spicy. Also, I'm not eating in their kitchen.
I actually don't know if I'd step foot in his house. Because I'd be like, I'm sure there's some bodily fluid somewhere.
There was not a surface that was okay.
No. And I mean, he basically is like, don't put clothes on. Like,
right.
Why are you even putting clothes on?
Don't sit and on the furniture.
Older. I mean, he's in his 40s.
Yeah.
And he's like very established. And
I think what I liked is it didn't, even though she is his employee, when it came to the flirting and the sexy time, she was more aggressive than he was.
Yeah.
She was pushing it out there. So the power dynamic felt more balanced than we sometimes see in workplace romances or age gap romances.
Yeah, I mean, she knew what she wanted, and Regan was going to go after it.
Yeah, for sure she was.
And it was, I think, too, part of what makes some of these age gaps. And I think QB does a really great job of this. The secret relationship piece is sort of part of the intrigue. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It kind of makes it more exciting and
Well, there is an intensity with it being the secret, and both are secret relationships. And it's kind of that forbidden. You know, you already have the taboo element of an age gap, which is technically taboo, but not. Like, it's becoming a little more commonplace. But the forbiddenness and hiding it and the secret and those clandestine moments, like in a car or in a restroom, or in a closet or wherever, like that just adds to the intensity of the read.
Or being in the same space and then people, don't know that you are
Right.
together or whatever.
Yeah. So let's talk about The Worst Kept Secret, which is book two. And this was a little longer than book one. This is Theo and Avery. And the course of their affair actually is, like in the book, I think it's like 18 months is the course of their affair.
Yeah, and so Theo is Regan's dad. And
Theo is
he's
Regan's
a
dad. And Avery, however, is best friends with Theo's son. They were neighbors. They grew up together. I think Theo and the kids, Theo's divorced. They moved into this house when he's a retired football player, professional football player. They moved in this house when he retired from the game. The mother left, divorced him,
Super
and he
mess.
raised the two kids through middle school and high school. And Avery has always lived next door.
Yeah, and Theo is like hot. I mean,
Yeah, he's the hot dad. He's the hot dad that everyone talks about and drools about. Everyone flirts with him. Like that opening scene at the bar, I think she's just home for summer break in that first meeting, and everybody is flirting with him, and everybody's talking about, yeah, we used to drink in your basement, or we used to do bad things. And he's like, does the over top protector, because Theo is an over the top protector.
Yeah, and he's like, he just shows up at the bar and he's like, Avery, let's go. And
Yeah, taking her home. And their relationship is they are sneaking around. So he sees her when she's home on break and she's finally home, graduated, and she's pushing for full relationship.
yeah, and he's real nervous because his son had a major crush on her.
Right. And
And so
he,
he has some parent guilt on that.
yeah, and he's really struggling with how to move forward with Avery, but he's attracted to her.
Yeah, and Avery's like, I don't have feelings for him. Like, he's my best friend. It's never gonna happen. Like, I care about you and I'm interested in this relationship. And I think the thing with both of these girls, I shouldn't call it women, I should say, they might be young, but they're very mature. Like, they don't read like giggly college girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're driven and are mature.
Well, and Avery is absolutely the femme fatale. Again, she is the pursuer in this relationship. She's the one pushing down all of his excuses and over the top flirting and definitely pushing on the steam. And Theo is kind of a spider or a fly trapped in the spider's web. Like, he doesn't have anywhere to go. Like, he can't win.
But he also isn't that interested in not having Avery. I mean, there is a scene where the son is at the house and he's like upstairs and they do it on the kitchen counter. And it is hot. I mean, QB can write the hell out of a sex scene. Holy buckets.
Her books are super spicy. If you are looking for well thought out, developed characters and a whole ton of spice, like we're talking 4 to 5 chili peppers spice here, people.
Oh yeah. I rate them always 4 or 5. And she is a big fan of age gap. And she always kind of hovers on that like super taboo and then not.
Yeah.
Like.
No, she definitely likes the forbidden. She borders line on taboo. It always seems to work. This was not my first QB Tyler, but I really did like these books. Like, they were hot. They were absolutely spicy.
Well, and we want more of this series. Like, we already know, you know, like, Avery's, like, girl best friend, and then the son kind of, I feel like, have something going.
Yeah.
But then Wes's best friend, I'm like, I think, I mean, we need something from him, too.
Okay.
I mean, we're all, like, you know, she leaves us wanting more.
Absolutely, she does. Heather, thanks so much for hanging out and reading a secret novel series with me.
Anytime.
Until next time, everyone, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.